Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They shot and killed a 34-year-old mother.
Heroically, Carrie may have been suffering from sort of postpartum depression.
She was suffering from postpartum depression.
She was claiming that President Obama had placed her home in Connecticut under electronic surveillance.
Brave men and women of the Capitol Police
require hospitalization.
There was a lot of panic here.
Police swarmed the scene. The first shots are fired.
It appears she wanted to gain access. She wanted to talk to President Obama.
No weapons, but something much more alarming. A one-year-old baby.
Heroically? Depression.
Those brave men and women of the Capitol Police who stopped this threat are not being paid.
Heroically?
They're not going to see their money until this government shutdown ends.
It is the Savage Nation. I believe that America died yesterday. I know many of you have said, well, America's in its death throes. Can it survive? I have been depressed since that woman was assassinated by the federales. And I'll tell you, it's not just that she was killed unnecessarily because of the punk cowards with machine guns. The kids in the high school gym class that everybody hated and ridiculed who now have machine guns and body armor. They assassinated a woman with a baby in the car. But what's worse to me is that I predicted the media would sweep it under the rug and move on today. And boy, was I right. And I've been in a tailspin ever since they killed her because I believe America died yesterday with that woman. A black woman, unarmed, gets assassinated by the federales with a baby in the car. Everything I have told you about Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the victim industry, the Congressional Black Caucus, unfortunately is far worse than I even thought it was. Everything I told you about the absentee media is worse than I thought it was. Everything I warned you about the fascistic inclinations of Obama are worse than I think it is. There's not a word about her assassination in the media. You can't find the story. So what do you think I, Michael Savage, will talk about today? What did I predict would happen today? And what did happen today? Those are some of the topics I want to talk about. I can't let this go. The woman was assassinated by the federales. When I was young, I was told that the Mexican federales could be bought for a certain amount of money. They'd kill anybody for money. I said, oh, well, thank God I don't live in Mexico. And, you know, you look around America, our local police are extremely controlled, well-trained, very, very reluctant to draw their weapons and shoot them. But it's not true for the federales under Obama, is it? I want to read you some of the blog comments on the assassination of this woman. And I want you to tell me what you think. This incident, someone writes, is just another example of police overzealousness. This woman should not have been shot. Why these cops decided to kill her is incomprehensible. She was probably suicidal and deeply depressed and deserved more benign treatment. She posed no lethal threat except for damaging a few vehicles. I deplore the violent tactics employed by the police, who can legitimately kill anyone who displays deviancy. These uniformed American Nazis are representative of a system that uses violence as a means to resolve any crisis, where lethal force is deemed necessary to enforce laws that are repressive. Now remember, I'm reading what someone wrote. Why did it take a battalion of cops to contain an unarmed, single woman who was putatively mentally ill? This event is typical and not exceptional and demonstrates, well, you get the picture. I will read the next one. Sadly, the police are trained to draw their guns, shoot center mass, and empty the clip. They are not trained to pause, show compassion, or think. You would be amazed at the number of times a suicidal person ends up shot dead by the police who respond to a suicide call. All a person has to do is to display behavior indicative of a threat, and they are targeted by that same aforementioned police training. Here's another comment. Seems these days that when the police kill someone, they are too eager to come out and state that the person has a mental issue, maybe to justify the killing of the person. Another one wrote this. So tragic, could they not have stopped this anguished young mom with anything less than bullets? Must we always use lethal force on people who become unhinged in public? Given we have so many with untreated or undertreated mental illness among us, and we are entirely unwilling to hold them in the hospital until they're actually well, we sure need to train police in non-lethal intervention. I'll go on. And someone wrote this. You mean to tell me that once they got the car stopped, a couple of burly cops couldn't control this woman? Bottom line, these D.C. cops wanted to be national heroes, awarded some sort of prize for saving the nation from a mad terrorist. They had to know who it was based on the tags of the car, and they had to know there was an infant in the car, someone wrote. Another one writes, the article claims a history of mental issues in the first sentence and then mentions no more of it at all. Next, people are running for shelter and taking cover, but from whom? The only persons I see as a threat with big guns shooting are the cops. I can honestly see why the lady took off in her vehicle. She had guns drawn on her with her kid in the car. Maybe she was afraid and panicked. Who kills a woman with her child watching? These officers are out of control, killing women dead in the street without thinking. Now, these are the kinds of things that people are stating on the blogs in America. I want to know why the person who called for the use of lethal force has not been arrested today, or at least taken off duty. It's standard operating procedure in the local police departments. Anyone who kills someone or uses a gun, even if necessary, is ordinarily put on, not on leave, they're paid, but they're withdrawn from, you know, active patrol until it's investigated. Who is investigating the killing of this unarmed woman? Nobody. Instead, the rats in the government call them heroes. Did you hear what they were saying? Do you consider this a heroic act on the part of the police? I got to tell you that her murder, her assassination yesterday, to me, signifies the end of the death of America. Not America died a little yesterday. American died totally yesterday, because it was bad enough that she was assassinated by the Federales. But I want to know why the media, including conservatives, so-called, have said nothing about it today. Did Rush talk about it? Did Hannity talk about it? Did they take my approach? No, because Republicans and Democrats alike have drawn their wagons in a circle, and they have said, well, she was a threat. She deserved to be killed. How do you feel about her being assassinated in the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday with a baby in the car? She's a dental hygienist. She had no gun. What did she do wrong? She got, according to the articles I am reading, she got lost in the maze. These were temporary barriers that had just been set up for a certain police training event that was going on at the very same time. In other words, the Federales, unannounced, put up new barriers. She got trapped in the barrier like in a maze. She freaked out. She tried to get away, and they killed her. Now, remember when they killed her dead. When her car was finally stopped, they opened up on her with all their guns, and they assassinated her. Nobody tried to pull her out of the car. She had not fired a shot. Who gave the order to kill her? Who gave the order to kill her? Was it the D.C. police? Well, whoever did it should be tried for murder, in my opinion. Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. A mentally ill woman is executed on the streets of America outside of the White House, and nobody says anything? Instead, the people in the media who call themselves reporters keep repeating postpartum depression? But she had something worse in the car than a gun, a baby? I swear to God, one of the morons just said that. She didn't have any weapons, but she had something far worse in the car, a baby. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. How do you feel about your government today? Has the execution of this innocent woman changed your view of, well, shall I say, your government? Is there a black Democrat listening to this show who is appalled by the fact that the Congressional Black Caucus nor the so-called reverends have said nothing about her execution? Is there not a black person who listens to this show who understands what the hell I'm saying? Are you that brain dead that because Obama's in the White House you keep your mouth shut? What the hell is wrong with you? Is what I'd like to say to you if I could, but I can't. So Obama treats friends like enemies around the world and enemies like friends around the world. He reaches out to Iran and he tells the Republicans to drop dead. He reaches out to despots around the planet and he tells the American people, drop dead. I am the king. I will close everything down. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the dictator in the White House who's enjoying closing down World War II memorials, closing parks against the will of the Rangers, just to spite the American people? What kind of man is this in the White House? Who is this character? Where did the charade begin? Let's take our first caller of the night. You can call the Savage Nation about the assassination of the tourist, who was not a terrorist, killed by trigger-happy federales, who are being called heroes by Steny Hoyer, whatever his name is, and others. They call themselves heroes. Did you hear this? Heroes. They are heroes? Are they heroes? Kate on WMAL, how do you feel today? You feel safer or do you feel more terrorized by your government?
Oh, I feel more terrorized, absolutely. I am so grateful that you do what you do, Dr. Savage. I really am. I mean, for the first time in my life, I just turned 49 years old. I'm afraid of my government. I mean, I did not go to the Capitol and rally with the Tea Party. I was afraid that I was afraid I would be targeted by the IRS.
Well, you would be. The fascistic government under Obama has targeted anyone who criticizes him. That's right. You're living in the new Soviet Union. Welcome to the USS of A, the United Soviet States of America, which I've warned about for 10 years. Unfortunately, we're living in it.
Well, and the good thing is you're going to be on drive time to really educate people. But here's my fear, and you've talked about it before. You know, so Dr. Savage, you tell me. I don't even feel safe taking my daughter now downtown to the museum.
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer this. I do know that whoever gave the orders to shoot to kill should be arrested today. It's that simple. They killed an unarmed woman. Why is that justified? Because they're afraid of her? That's what our cops have come down to. They're afraid of a woman in a car who had no gun? She didn't even point a pack of cigarettes at them. She pointed nothing at them. She was trying to run away from them. They scared the hell out of her.
Exactly.
I watched those tapes over and over and over yesterday until I drew the conclusion that she was in a panic. She got lost in the maze. They were chasing her. She didn't even know who they were. She had no idea who they were. And on top of it all, when they finally stopped the car, instead of pulling her out, they executed her. Why? Why did they execute her? And the bigger question is, the pregnant question is, where the hell is Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the Congressional Black Caucus, and where is the media? There's almost no outrage in the media about the execution of this woman. She didn't shoot them. She didn't threaten them. It's the Savage Nation, and it's a frightening day. And I say again, I've been depressed all day, and I couldn't understand why. I've been trying to put my finger on it. And sometimes it takes my show for me to articulate what I'm feeling. This is where I come to life more than any other place during the day. I live through my show and my audience. And I am telling you, I am terrified that America died yesterday. Not solely because the police executed a woman with impunity, but because there was no outrage, no calls for an investigation, no reportage on it to speak of from the proper perspective that I can tell. And so if we don't have any oversight, we are all potentially a target of a federale. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I myself, I'm in a tailspin because you can't even find the proper perspective on the execution of that black lady in Washington yesterday, except on one website, my website, and then prisonplanet.com. And that's why I have no faith anymore in Breitbart's website. It was good when Andrew was alive. It's been taken over by a bunch of greedy hacks who continue to express the Republican Party line, promote themselves and their friends, and never, ever take a take a risk in any direction. Where do you find the story about the D.C. cops executing an unarmed black woman other than on Prison Planet, MichaelSavage.com? I don't see it anywhere. It's a big story because it's not being covered. Do you remember what the media said? Oh, shots were fired. The first reportage by these idiots was about shots being fired. She wasn't shooting. And the cowards in the government went hiding under their closets. We're a nation of cowards and mental cases. Tony on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I have to disagree with you on this 100%. She did something that was illegal in a secure, sensitive area. She fled from the cops, and they...
So she deserved to be killed. You're right. That's how it's done in a fascist state. If you don't follow orders exactly, you deserve to get killed. That's very... So you must be an honest-to-God conservative, huh? A real card-carrying Reaganite.
No, I'm pretty much an independent, but I also...
Well, an independent fascist, I see. Is that a new division of the Liberal Party?
When the police tell you to stop, you stop.
Well, that's right, because they're God Almighty. And if you don't stop, you get executed, even if you're not armed. Is that the law of the land? Is that what you want to live? Is that the country you want to live in?
Have you ever carried a gun in the line of duty, Michael?
I don't care whether you carried a gun in the line of duty. If you kill an unarmed woman, you're a killer. Did she threaten anyone with a gun? No, Tony. No, she did not, Tony. Did she lift up a fake gun? No, Tony. She did not, Tony.
Well,
now, if you are alleging to be a former policeman, isn't it true that after someone uses a gun in the line of duty, they're called off duty until there is an investigation, Tony?
I did not allege to be a former policeman. I'm a former Marine, and no...
All right, well, thanks. Another Marine, another hero. They're all heroes. Whenever they disagree with me, they're Marines. They're either Marines, or they're Eagle Scouts, or they save babies as firemen. They killed an unarmed woman. America died yesterday. And now you have people saying they did the right thing?
Join
which
the
side
Savage
are you on?
Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The devil is loose. Obama has loosened the devil across the land. And now the federales are able to kill a woman, even if it's by accident, without even an investigation. But to add insult to injury to the fact that they killed not only an unarmed woman, an unarmed black woman with a baby, unarmed mentally unstable black woman with a baby, and not one word out of the mouths of the usual agitators, Sharpton, Jackson, Congressional Black Caucus, not one word. And if you search websites for any outrage, you'll find it maybe on Prison Planet and MichaelSavage.com. Nowhere else. Why? Why are they saying these cops are heroes? What kind of heroes are they? If I was a cop who killed that woman, I'd be ashamed today. I would be ashamed today. What kind of country are you living in? How could you feel good about this? How could they say the cops did a great job? She posed no threat to them. She was running from them. They scared her to death. She was panicked to have all those police cars following her. So she drove faster and faster around and around. So what did the cops do? They shot her. She had a baby in the car? Well, how come they didn't kill the baby? How is that possible? How is it possible? Police Chief Kathy Lanier should be dismissed today. She said the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. How did they work, Chief Lanier? How did they work? They work by allowing your underlings to kill an unarmed woman? I would say America died yesterday. I know the media died a long time ago. But I see this story nowhere. This is a police state in the Capitol. It is a police state. It is a police state, pure and simple. It is no different than any other police state that exists anywhere else in the world. Whether it be in the past or the present, the D.C. police are now running a police state where you have no rights, no rights whatsoever. And to show you how mean Obama is, not only did he close the World War II memorial, but that mean creature in the White House didn't care that the World War II veterans wanted to go to their memorial. He had it wired shut today. He had wire barricades put up around the World War II memorial. Now, that cost money, didn't it? So it's not about the money. It's about showing how powerful he is. It shows you how vindictive and vicious Obama is. How any World War II veteran could ever vote for him again or vote for a Democrat is beyond me. Let's take some calls. 855-407-282 is the phone number. We're talking about the execution of an unarmed, mentally unstable black woman with a child in her car yesterday in Washington, D.C., and how there's no coverage of it to speak of today, other than on my show. I didn't hear it on, I didn't listen to all the shows. Did anyone talk about it? I don't know. Maybe someone talked. Maybe I'm mistaken. Did Rush get worked up over it, or was it Ronald Reagan again? Was it when the great days of Ronald Reagan? WMAL, Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I was livid when I heard that the Congress had a standing ovation for this when absolutely nothing had come out, no investigation. How did she get from the White House to Capitol Hill? You can't even fly a plane around there without sending up the fighter jets. But there have been studies that show that when in a situation like that, when one policeman shoots, they all shoot.
That's right. Kathy Lanier's Keystone Cops apparently panicked, and one of them fired, the rest of them fired in the coordination and emptied their clips into this woman's car. And so she should be dismissed as police chief. It'll never happen, of course. She's a woman. She's a member in good standing of the image of the new police chief, if you get the drift. And so therefore she'll be rewarded. You must listen to someone by the name of Steny Hoyer, a name I could never wrap my mind around. I don't quite get it. Steny Hoyer, a congressman, I don't know what he is. I think he's very powerful somewhere in America. Listen to what he said today, yesterday.
I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police.
Can you believe what you're listening to? You should throw up if you listen to this. You should puke. Listen to these idiots. Listen to these low-life, degenerate idiots applauding this man. Listen to the losers running this country. That is who is applauding the execution of that woman. The same people who are executing America are clapping at the execution of an unarmed, mentally ill mother of a one-year-old who happens to be a woman of color. Every day we hear about woman of color this, woman of color that, the downtrodden this. How come they're not saying that now? What, she's a terrorist? What did she do wrong? How do you feel about this? WABC, Dwight, you're up on the Savage Nation. What do you feel today? How do you feel about this?
I'm very upset about it, Dr. Savage, and I'm that black person you wanted to call in to talk about these civil activists, this Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. This is the white in Staten Island, raised in the Midwest. I've never liked those cats. I've never even liked Farrakhan. Never, never. But the big thing about it, all I know is the real black activists who was down for structure, unity, business, education, they're dead. So that's how they go out. But
is there no talk? I mean, you must have people in your own circle. Are they appalled at the execution of this woman?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't keep a circle. I don't keep a circle. I'm in Staten Island. But the thing is,
so you're like a loner like me, in other words. It's you. You keep your own counsel and you look at things from your own vantage point. You read and you listen. You draw your own conclusions. And you've withdrawn from people. That's how I basically run my life, to be honest with you.
Exactly. But what if that would have happened on Bush 2's term? Can you imagine how...
Oh, my God. What, the same jackals who were applauding the police today would be screaming about a police state, I guess. At least you can still laugh. I'm not worried about you anymore.
But you know, I could imagine what they would have said about Bush, like, oh, he's going to war. They shooting black women on the Capitol line. You know what I mean? But
yes, yes, yes. It would have been in the Washington Post. Innocent poor black woman killed by Bush's goons.
Shame on Obama. That's a black woman, and he's not even trying to go for a full investigation.
That's it. That's it. So let's pull back. And I know I'm right. If a police officer uses a weapon while on duty in any of our local police departments,
Yes. They
automatically are taken off duty. They're paid till an investigation is complete. I want to know why Kathy Lanier is not being investigated. Did she give the order to kill? Who gave the order to shoot to kill? Which one of the women hiding in the back room on a television set said, okay, open up and kill her? Who did it? Who made that order? Because whoever did it is responsible for this woman's death. That's how one man, that's how I see it. That's one man's opinion.
I know, and I feel you, and I even shed a tear for that black lady, because shame on Obama, like I said.
I was dizzy today from it. I couldn't understand why I wasn't feeling good. It was like, what the heck, what country am I living in? They can get away with killing even a black woman with a baby? Who didn't have a gun, and there's no outcry in America, no questions asked by the Washington Press Corps, not one voice in the Republican Party, not a conservative website saying what's on going on here. That means they could kill any one of us under the pretext that we were threatening them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not even the fact that it's about a black president and a black woman, because this could be anybody, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's not about a black president. It's not about a black woman. What it is, it's about a police state that is operating with impunity surrounding the Washington, D.C. area. It is fundamentally a police state, no different than any police state in any despotic nation on the earth. It's no different.
Yeah.
The police have 100% authority to kill people, and there's no investigation? Crazy. Crazy times. Just crazy times, that's all. So maybe the people who listen to my show on a Friday night are loners like me. I don't really know. I doubt that highly social people are listening to talk radio at this hour on a Friday night. Perhaps some do during the week, but I would say that 6:45 on the West Coast, you'll get some normal people. But by and large, on the West Coast, on the East Coast, anyone listening to the radio right now is basically a loner, kind of a malcontent in some way. I must be a malcontent. But maybe I'm correct in being a malcontent. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not trying to how to win friends and influence people. I'm not one of these stooges who's going to sit here and tell you that I'm here to win your favor. Yeah, I want you to like the show. But what's the point of doing the show if I'm not doing anything of any value? What's the point of it? Why? What's the point of doing radio? I mean, what am I doing it for? I ask myself this every day. What in the world did God keep me alive this long on the earth? With all the stumbling blocks that have been put in my way, that I've you have no idea the impediments. You have no idea of the disasters, the career disasters I've had, that I picked myself up like a phoenix, destroyed, finished. There was nothing left. And it wasn't purely on my own willpower and my own drive that got me back up. There's something else. There's another hand. There's an invisible hand pushing me, impelling me, that's giving me the big move to the Hannity slot come January. And I say to myself, okay, you asked for it, now you got it. Now you better come up to the bar. And just don't use it to tell jokes. You can tell jokes all you want, but never forget why God's kept you alive this long and given you the powers that you have of speech and hasn't taken it from you. Because remember, God can call you home anytime he wants. You don't lay in bed and think about that sometimes? I do. I think about it all the time. In fact, every night it's my form of prayer. I would say that my neurotic fear of dying is my way. It's like a reversal of praying. It's a strange thing, but I think a lot of fear of dying and a fear of illness is a way of praying for people who are not that religious. It's an interesting statement. It's like you say, okay, I don't want to die. God says, okay, I heard you. That's a prayer. It's your way of praying. You know what I'm saying? So what is it all about? Why am I here? God wants something out of me. He doesn't want me to save the world. I'm not Moses. I'm not going to part the Red Sea. I am not Abraham. I'm not going to create a new religion. I'm not leading a people. I am one voice in the wilderness. It's that simple. And I see evil in the land. I see the devil unleashed in the land. And I see ordinarily decent men with guns in the D.C. police corps who don't even understand what they have become. Who shot the guns? I want to know who shot the guns. Were they the D.C. police? Were they the Secret Service? Were they FBI? Were they ATF? Who killed that woman? That's what an investigation should discover. Because unless we know who did the shooting, we have no idea whether we'll be next for some infraction. What if you jaywalk in the wrong place and you're on, let's say you're on medication and you're jaywalking in Washington and you're deluded, deranged, or you're drunk and you're jaywalking somewhere through a barrier and you don't know where you are and some goon says to you, stop, and you start to run towards him to embrace him with a smile and he executes you with an M4 machine gun. Then what? That's justified because you were a threat to the president? What kind of country are you living in? The baby's dead also. The baby's life is over. Sure, the baby's alive physically. That baby's dead. Are you telling me a baby whose mother was executed with gunfire is ever going to be sane again? They killed two people yesterday. Who did it? John on WMAL is waiting. He says he's a cop and a capital cop. He has something to disclose, I think, for the first time on the national scene, which I'll take his call the minute I come back. Please stand by, everybody. Let's go to break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I join the Majority Leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police. Mr. Speaker, all too often we take...
We get the picture. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. That became the adage of a certain individual in another country at another time, where they told lie after lie after lie until it became the truth, till the people were so brainwashed they believed it, such as the government is shut down. It's not shut down. 63% of federal workers are reporting to work. It's not shut down. Obama's just being a mean man. He's shutting things down to make you hurt. The government's not shut down. 63% of federal employees are going to work. But Obama is such a mean man that he's doing things to hurt people who want to use parks, World War II veterans, little things. Bake sales are being stopped if they're on government property. I've never seen a man as vindictive as this. And here's a man who takes a pleasure in hurting the little guy, and yet is afraid of Iran, afraid of Russia, afraid of Syria even. It's astounding to me. The world is upside down. So let's take a caller right now, as promised. John of WMAL in Washington is a Capitol policeman. John, tell us what you want to say. You have the floor on the program.
Yes, sir. I just call in because you're too quick to condemn the police. Kathy Lanier, D.C. police really wasn't involved that much. I mean, they were there for the chase and kind of securing everything. But what you don't understand is that that lady started off at the White House and made it up the Capitol by running red lights, and she had hit multiple officers prior to being engaged.
So let me ask you this. Why didn't they shoot out her tires or put down spike strips, as is done by local police around the country?
I can't speak for what Secret Service protocols are, but I know for my department we're not supposed to shoot at moving vehicles because you always have to check your backdrop. You don't want to get anyone.
All right, so you have the same rules of engagement as a police department does in San Francisco or Chicago, anywhere. They generally don't shoot a fleeing vehicle. So the Capitol Police didn't do the shooting. So therefore it leaves only several other agencies who executed her. Is that correct?
Say that again, sir.
Thank you for the call. So in other words, there should be a full investigation of who executed the woman. It's that simple. That's all we the people are asking for. Who did it so it doesn't happen again? Don't you think that we should have an investigation of who gave the order and who did the shooting and why? Who panicked and who called the shots? They made a mistake. Trigger-happy, individual, backroom, television camera, playing God, say, okay, open fire. You have the right to shoot. Why? Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why didn't she give the order to put down spike strips? Who did it? They murdered a woman. They destroyed the baby's life. They scared the whole country into a panic. It's a big story. And so at a time like this, I have to turn, because it's Friday night. There's a lot of people out there who have forgotten that there's actually a God in heaven. And there are godly people in the police departments around America who know I'm right. They know that there's something wrong with what happened yesterday. Even the men who killed her must know they did something wrong. And they're wondering why there's been no discussion of it. So I would direct you to a short passage. And it's from the Old Testament, Micah 7, passage 2, chapter and verse 2. Micah says, "The godly man is perished out of the earth, and the upright among men is no more. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Their hands are upon that which is evil to do it diligently. The prince asketh, and the judge is ready for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth the evil desire of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is a briar. The most upright is worse than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman, even thy visitation, is come. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put not your confidence in a familiar friend. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom." I'll stop right there, because if you think we're not living all over again what ancient man lived, then you don't know anything about the past, and you're condemned to repeat it in the future. It's the Savage Nation. It's Friday night. The phone number is 855-400-728. I'll be right back with other stories.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. It's Friday night. And if I have to be the last man in the media, or the only man in the media for that matter, sitting here saying that America died yesterday, when, I'll bet you don't know her name, when the unarmed Miriam Carey, a dental hygienist, unarmed, 30-year-old Miriam Carey with mental issues, was executed by accident by some members of the federal police force because she was confused and evading them. I mean, what do you think really happened? You remember the rats in the media, what they said? Shots were fired, and all the cowards in your government ducked and covered like chickens. They ran into the back rooms and lay on the floor. You thought the Capitol was under siege. She didn't even have a gun. She didn't have a BB gun. It's shocking, the country that we've become. From George Patton to these patsies running the country? Get on the floor, lock yourself in the back? So here's a woman, according to what I can tell what happened. She got lost in a maze of government shutdown and joint training exercise barricades and checkpoints that had been set up just a few days ago, according to PrisonPlanet.com by Don Salazar. Did you hear that story? Oh, you didn't read that? Didn't make it to the Washington Post, did it? Oh. Apparently there was a Capitol Shield 2014 joint training exercise in the National Capital Region that ran from September 30th through October 3, and it was hosted by the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region. And the drill was preparing the Department of Defense to provide defense support to civil authorities and employ appropriate force protection measures as requested. So apparently the force protection measures by your really heroic police in the Washington, D.C. area protected your homeland by executing a 34-year-old dental hygienist and ruining her child's life. So the woman gets lost in this maze of government shutdown and joint training exercise barricades, and she panics. She runs into a security checkpoint at 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. The driver goes 20 yards before rapidly turning the car around at the concrete security barriers. Let's stop right there. Why do you think she rapidly turned the car around? She freaked out. She didn't know what was going on. She was not armed. She tried to get away. So then the Keystone cops start chasing her. And when they finally stop the car, instead of pulling out the lone woman, they open up and they execute her in the car. 34-year-old. Executed her in the car. She's unarmed. She has a child. Why? Why did they kill her? Does this not disturb you? Disturbs me deeply. That's one story, and we'll take your calls on this tonight at 855-407-2822, 855-407-SAVAGE. There's another story that caught my eye that I think you'll find interesting. Legendary Vietnamese General Giap died at age 102. Now, I'll tell you why this story intrigued me. The name may be a vague familiarity to Americans over a certain age, because he was the lead general, Giap, who helped communist forces push first the French and later U.S. troops to withdraw after decades of war in the Southeast Asian nation. He was 102 years old, and he died yesterday. And what occurred to me was, how the heck did this guy, with the stress he was living through, as a leader of an army, leader of guerrilla forces, with 2 million Vietnamese killed, 50,000 Americans killed in Vietnam, let's just take it from his point of view, from a man's point of view. To them, he's like a George Washington, not to me. To me, he was the enemy, and to me, he was on the other side, was supposed to forget it. All right, fine. I didn't fight in Vietnam, but I certainly was on the American side, not on the side of the Vietnamese. I'm not a fan of Jane Fonda. I wasn't a fan of the American left. I never collaborated with General Giap. They did. But look at it from his point of view, I say to myself. He overthrew, threw the French out. He was born into a family of rice farmers. And at age 18, he got thrown into jail for his politics under suspicion of revolutionary agitation. In other words, he was a talk show host in his time. Only he wasn't living in America, so they put him in jail for revolutionary agitation. He earned a doctorate as well, so he was a very intelligent man. He joined Ho Chi Minh and battled French colonial forces in the 1940s. And in 1954, this man, Giap, led the communist force in one of the most famous victories, a 55-day siege at Dien Bien Phu in the north of the country, and they drove the French out. It was a horrible, horrible battle. And the siege ended when the French troops, worn down by constant artillery barrages and unable to be resupplied by air, surrendered on May 7, 1954. So the French withdrew, and that was the beginning of the defeat. Vietnam was partitioned, and then slowly American forces became involved in Vietnam. That's where Giap, General Giap, championed guerrilla warfare, which became one of the horrible hallmarks of the conflict. Now, I don't want to go into the rest of the history of Vietnam. Suffice it to say that this man lived through perhaps the worst stress a human being could live through, which is war. Not as a general sitting in a back room watching a television set, but seeing his men kill and be killed, and he lived to 102. So the question arose in my mind of, how has stress not killed him? The answer is because you're being lied to about stress being bad for you. I have learned through my life that stress is actually a positive force, and that the government lies to you, and the doctor, the medico-pharmaceutical establishment lies to you by telling you not to fear stress. In fact, I feel stress is life-enhancing, personally. And I studied longevity when I was much younger and obsessed with the topic, and I noticed that a lot of people died in their 50s and 60s who were not so much under stress as failures. Some of them had money, but they were failures in their own mind. And I thought that it was the sense of failure, not the stress, that killed a person. At least that was my own pet theory at the time. And I wanted to ask you, the listener, in order to broaden up tonight's show into this bigger question of the killing of the unarmed woman, to the issue of stress. Do you have any examples in your life of how severe stress has actually motivated you or helped you in your life? I mean, it's a very seriously important question, because the entire establishment view is stress is bad for you. Take a pill for stress. Meditate for stress. Take yoga for stress. Do the stretch for stress. Eliminate stress. You can spend your whole life trying to eliminate stress, which is the most stressful thing in the world. Stress is part of the human condition. I'm an observer of nature. I watch people and I watch animals. I particularly watch sea creatures, mainly seabirds. I live right near the water sometimes, and I watch birds. And I watch them fish until dusk. Because if they're not fishing, they're not eating. There's no Obama in the sky who drops a fish down on them. See, the birds know this. The terns know this. The gulls know this. The pelicans know this. There's no god in the sky that drops a fish into their mouth. And unless they are sharp enough to fish, even in the dark, they're going to starve to death. And so they fish until they catch a fish. And that's how nature goes on, the survival of the fittest. So if you say, well, stress was so bad, how come there are birds flying in the sky? They're under stress day and night. Every living wild animal is under stress, whether it be the field mouse, the rabbit, the raccoon, the skunk, the deer. You name the animal. Tell me what animal does not live under stress. Well, they all live under stress. So stress is part of living. You agree with me or don't you? That doesn't mean don't go out of your way to feel bad. I didn't say that. There's a way to internalize stress, and there's a way to let stress run through you, incidentally. That's a whole different discussion I can have with you. In other words, it's one thing to allow the stress to exist, use the stress as an energy force, but don't internalize the stress. It's a form of martial arts. It's a life martial art that I should teach someday when I'm old enough to do so, but I'm not yet at the age of 90, so I'm not ready to go into teaching again. That's for old men. I'm only 20 years old, and I'll be 20 this March 24th in the year 2014, I'll be 20, because that's when my radio career began. So until I'm about 50 in radio years, I'm not going to go into into teaching. If you'd like to call on a stress question, we'll open up some lines. Let's take some calls, though, on the first topic that we were covering, which was the execution of this unarmed, mentally disabled black mother by overly militarized police in Washington, D.C. 855-400-7282. What do you want to say about this? These are two topics on the table right now. The woman being whacked by the police in Washington, D.C. yesterday, a day I said America died. And I say it died not solely because she was killed, but because there's been no outcry. That's why I say America died. I thought America cared about the most vulnerable in our society. Isn't that the liberal claptrap we've heard all our life? Oh, yeah, we care about the most vulnerable in our society, say the Nancy Pelosi clones in San Francisco. We should care about the most vulnerable in our society. Well, how much more vulnerable does it get than a single mom in a car, mentally ill, with a baby, who gets executed by the police because she got panicked? Wasn't she one of the most vulnerable in our society, all you bleeding heart liberals? And yet I didn't see any editorials today in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the San Francisco newspapers. I saw none of the pontificators talk about her execution. I wonder why that is. It's quite simple. Let's reverse it. Bush was president. The Praetorian Guard kills a black woman. That's the end of the story. You hear nothing but that story right until the next election. But because Obama's in the White House, they're afraid you'll draw the conclusion that they were overzealously protecting the president. And so therefore there might be a scintilla of negativity attached to their dear leader, Mao Tse Obama, Mao Bama. I gave him an affectionate name, Barack Mao Bama. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, Friday, Rock and Roll Friday edition. I'm not going to talk about the slow down, the slim down, the fake shutdown. 63% of federal workers are working. Obama is such a mean, mean Grinch. If this man could, he would steal Christmas. His ratings have fallen to 41%, according to the latest Gallup poll. and he wired shut the World War II memorial that the old men tried to visit. He didn't just not want them to visit it. He wired the barrack. He wired the memorial shut today. How much did that cost, this mean Grinch? Military keeps Camp David open, halts NFL baseball coverage to troops overseas. This is all on the top of the Drudge Report. $63 billion spent, $26 billion taxed, $1.6 billion borrowed in the first 2 days of the, quote, shutdown. My God, how does he get away with it? But we'll talk about one woman executed in Washington, D.C. yesterday when America died. Joe on WSYR in Syracuse, New York. You have a great point. Please make it now on the program.
Thanks for having me, and I can't wait to come to Syracuse, too.
Thank you.
Topics. First, with the unfortunate woman that got killed. My daughter's a corpsman with the Marines right now. She's deployed to North Africa. And our troops, because of Obama, have been told to stand down until they're shot at. So theoretically...
Right. You make the most important point of the entire day, Joe. Now, I want people to listen to what Joe just said. If our Marines and other forces in Afghanistan right now were ever to shoot, let's say an Afghani ran a checkpoint in Afghanistan, somewhere outside of Kabul, and they opened fire and killed an Afghani, and it turns out it was a woman with a baby in a car. Tell me what would happen to those Marines.
Oh, they'd be court-martialed.
George Bush court-martialed men for lesser offenses, and I'm the only talk show host who screamed and yelled and pleaded and raised money for them. George Bush court-martialed numerous Marines for doing their job, and their rules of engagement are less, let us say, draconian than the rules of engagement in Washington, D.C. How is that possible? There it is. Okay, the man made the point. I didn't make the point. Maybe you can tell a friend about that. That's all. All right, let's move on. All right, I don't have to get stuck on it. That's all. That's the whole story. Mo on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Mo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Joe made one of my points. Again, I'm an African-American that called in with when you made your plea. So Joe made one of my points about the rules of engagements. I have two others. Obama had this woman shot in cold blood like he shot down the D.C. school voucher program with the intent to kill better education for poor inner-city kids. And that was saved only by House Republicans. But the final thing is, the reason that this happens, you don't hear from the Black Caucus or Jesse or Al, is that they don't want another killing of an innocent person, like what happened with Chris Stevens, to derail their re-election plans. You know, he didn't want Chris Stevens to take away from his presidential election. And then, like you said...
But let's say if these agitators were to say something today about how she was killed and there should be an investigation, how would that interfere with the re-election campaign of Obama? He didn't do it. He didn't order her he didn't order her shooting. I mean, let's be rational about it. He had nothing to do with it, did he?
Well, what I'm saying is they don't want to cover this like they would normally do it, because right now he's trying to say that the Republicans are the reason for the problems with, you know, all the things that are going on. And as you're rightly pointing out, he's going out of his way to do this. He's inflicting the pain, and then he's trying to get people to believe that the Republicans are doing it.
So what you're saying is if they were even to talk about her, they would take people's minds off the shutdown or the slowdown, which they think is working in favor of the Democrats. Is that it?
Exactly. I mean, think of
all right, well, I didn't even think of it in those terms, because to me it's the human element and the human condition. Remember, a young woman gets confused in a maze, starts running from the police, and they execute her. And there's not an outcry today. Instead, they're called heroes, the cops. How is that possible?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. I've been in a tailspin since this woman was killed. I don't know her. But I realize all of our lives are in danger. If a woman can be executed with impunity by police or Secret Service or FBI or ATF, whoever did it, and there's not so much as a question mark, it means you could be killed and they could say, well, look at the headline. Listen to what the idiots are writing. Here's the headline in the Daily News, but it's not just the Daily News. Woman shot dead in D.C. suffered postpartum depression. So what's the conclusion? Let's see. All women suffering postpartum depression should be what, rounded up and killed? Because they might pose a threat to the White House? What do you mean that's now like a lethal illness? Postpartum depression is now a justifiable... Do you understand how insane the press has become? Relatives converged in Bush to try to make sense of the events that unfolded in Washington. She had no gun. So she had postpartum depression, so she was a threat to whom? To herself. If you look at the map of what actually happened, she got trapped in a maze of temporary barriers that were set up for some police military training that was going on in Washington. So she hits a security fence, a new one, a temporary fence in front of the White House at 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Temporary security fence. She didn't hit the barriers that were up there all the time. Temporary security fence, so she didn't know where she was. So then what does she do? She takes off, speeding southeast on Pennsylvania Avenue. She's getting out of there. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's crazy. So then all of a sudden, on the east side of the Garfield Monument near the Capitol, she rams a Secret Service cruiser, and at least five cops draw their guns and try to stop her. Four or five shots are fired there. Then all the cowards in the government lay on the floor. They duck and cover. They think they're under siege from the Taliban. Warnings are put out. Get on the floor. Don't leave. Everyone get down. So they get down. I mean, all the guns are being fired by the Secret Services. Secret Service. She's not dead yet. She drives the wrong way around Garfield Circle. She goes past the reflecting pool. She makes a loop at the Peace Circle, a right on Constitution Avenue. She heads east along the north side of the Capitol. Then finally, a little later on, she strikes a police cruiser at the intersection of Constitution and 2nd Street Northeast. The chase ends, and here's what I'm getting at 2nd Street Northeast and Maryland Avenue, where she crashes, and she is then executed by police officers. We don't know who executed her, but why? The car is now stopped. Why they kill her? Who gave the order to execute Miriam Carey? Which lunatic sitting in a television screen, behind a television screen, in an underground bunker, who's watching the whole event says, okay, you have the right to engage this person. Who gave the order? Who gave the order? Whoever gave the order should be called on the carpet for this, because they made a mistake. She's a crazed Connecticut woman. She made mistakes. She is executed by someone fires the gun, and then all of them open up. The others panic. The other cops panic. Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why didn't they remove her from the car? Why? She wasn't shooting at them. So what justification was there for killing her? And again, as I have to say, last caller really made the night for me. In Afghanistan, I want you to put your mind in Afghanistan. Marines are at a checkpoint somewhere outside of Kabul, and a black car comes at them. They tell the driver of the car, they signal to slow down and stop. Instead, the driver races towards the intersection, and they open up with their machine guns, and they kill the person, the Afghani. Turns out when they open the door, they say, oh, my God, it's an unarmed woman in a burqa with a baby. Tell me what would happen next. The Marines get caught, immediately are court-martialed. The commanding officer in a distant field position loses his position and is thrown out of the Marine Corps. That's because the cowards all the way up the chain of command would throw them overboard faster than you can say, Barry, whatever. Because it happened many times in Afghanistan and Iraq. So how is it that the police officers who did this are not even being investigated? How is it possible? Why? Investigators in the hours after the bizarre chase were baffled about why Carey went on the run. Police Chief Kathy Linnea said, I'm pretty confident this was not an accident. What does that mean? What do you mean it was not an accident? She wasn't a terrorist. She was a mentally unstable, frightened woman. And somebody killed her. Who killed her? Which cop killed her? Are they proud of it today? Are the cops who killed her happy today? They're celebrating in a bar? Is there a cop bar somewhere in Washington where they're having like a movie moment? They're all downing beers and shots. Hey, man, you got her. Jake, you did it, man. You offed her. Good guy. Good going. Good shot, Jake. I don't think so. I don't think they're high-fiving each other for killing this unarmed woman. But it didn't stop the drug addicts in Congress from calling them heroes. It didn't stop the deranged drug addicts applauding. Listen to clip 7 again. You're not going to believe it.
I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police. Mr. Speaker, all too often we take folks who are prepared to put their own lives and safety at risk to save from harm's way, not only those of us who work on Capitol Hill, but those who visit their Capitol.
What a shame. What a disgrace Denny Hoyer is. What a disgrace celebrating the execution of an unarmed, mentally unstable, black single mother. That's what Steny Hoyer is. That's what the Democrat Party has become. There's not a man amongst them with a soul. There's not a woman amongst them with a soul. Where are the loudmouth women? Where's the Congressional Black Caucus? Where are the two fake reverends? Where are the radical activists who have a word to say about everything? Everything they have a word to say about. The big, big fat traps that they have. If a minority breaks a hangnail during a protest, it's the cop's fault. Well, here's a woman who was executed by trigger-happy somebody. I had a caller in the last hour, Capitol policeman, who said they're not allowed to shoot a moving car. So that he said they didn't do it. So, oh, they didn't do it. Well, I said to you, if this happens in a local police situation, anywhere, wherever it is, Minnesota, New York City, there's a shooting by just ordinarily, the policeman is, you know, taken off duty in this investigation. Even if it was done, you know, in a heroic act. The automatic investigation in every police department. But you mean not amongst the Praetorian Guard? They're allowed to kill with impunity? Well, there were scandals amongst the Praetorian Guard for using hookers in South America. That was the business of the liberals in the press. That didn't bother me at all. But when the Praetorian Guard kills an unarmed woman, that is my business. It bothers me because it could be anyone tomorrow. Are you proud to think that your SS has become like a Schutzstaffel in Germany from 1934 to 1945? Do you want your Secret Service to have the same distance from the people as the Schutzstaffel did in Germany between 1934 and 1945? Are you proud to think that your country is now peopled by men like those in the Schutzstaffel? For those of you who speak a little German or can put two and two together or put two S's together and come up with what I'm trying to say to you, it doesn't worry you. No, not at all, because we're good people. We're great Americans. We're all great Americans here, and we're just protecting America. Just protecting America. They could have shot our tires out. They could have thrown down spike strips. You know, it's late on a Friday night. Most normal people are wherever they were going. Dinner, dance, I don't know, the dancing, whatever, wherever anyone's going. I don't know what anyone does. Whatever, there's events. There's a whole society out there that does things. I admit I'm withdrawn. Radio has become my be-all and end-all my entire life. It has for 20 years now. And although I am a skeptical man by nature and have been since I'm 5 or 6 years old, I am still quite rational. And I know that I'm right. And I know that what I'm saying tonight is super rational. And I know that although I am alone, I feel like I'm alone in the middle of a giant sea of emptiness. There was not one word in the media today about this on radio. Let's start with radio or TV. Did you hear anyone expressing any questions or outrage about her death? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't watch TV all day long. Perhaps Rush Limbaugh stopped talking about Ronald Reagan for a minute. Perhaps Wallbanger stopped talking about Republicans good, Democrats bad for a millisecond. To express a question. I don't think he can ask questions that weren't printed out for him in a large block capital letters on a touch screen. WMGG in Florida. Sandy, how do you feel about my going on and on about this tonight?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Just want to tell you, I wish you would run for president of the United States. I love the way you
I am the president. I'm the president of the Savage States of America. What more do you need?
Yeah, but you'd be even much more...
Sandy, I tell you the truth. As much as I detest Barack Obama's presidency, I do not envy his position. I couldn't do it for 1 hour, let alone one year or one day. I could never, ever take that job. No one's offering it to me. I don't know why any sane man would want the job, by the way.
Well,
would anybody want such a job who was rational? Would any man want to live under such scrutiny and such pressure 24/7, where every breath is listened to, and no matter what you say, half the country's going to hate you and half the country's going to love you? No matter what you do, half the country's going to hate you, half the country's going to love you. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, some are going to love you, some are going to hate you. How can a man take a job like that? Why would anyone want such a job? I don't. It's hard enough doing it on radio, but no one knows who I am. The dog, yes, the dog they know. If I'm somewhere, people come up and they see a small poodle, they look at the dog and they say, oh my God, you must be Michael Savage. I said, no, I'm just his handler. I'm the groomer. I'm the dog's groomer. Oh, you know, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen of Savage Nation, thank you so much for putting up with me tonight. Look what Channel 7 was reporting yesterday. Female suspect shot and killed. The woman had no gun. Female suspect. They made it sound like it was a terrorist incident. When it first happened, the first thing it says, oh my God, the Capitol's under siege. There are shots fired. So I thought that a battalion of Taliban had popped up. Like, oh my God, look at that. Wow, look at that. If a local cop had done this, they would take his gun and his badge away today. He'd be suspended. They'd say, I'm sorry, John, you know, we don't mean to do it, but you killed a woman. You had no right to. You should have followed her home if she was on a tear, racing. You should have shot the tires out. You should have called for spike strips. But you killed her, John. I'm sorry, we have to have an investigation, internal affairs. John, I'm sorry, we have to do it. But mean in Washington, D.C., instead they give them awards? I'm telling you, something's wrong here. Something is so wrong with this picture that I felt I had to go on and on with this today. Maybe I offended you. I don't know. Many of my listeners are cops, but you have to understand what I'm saying in the context of it. If you did it in a local police station, you wouldn't have done it, first of all. It never happens. Almost never happens. Almost never does this happen. Unarmed woman in a car? I never heard of it. Of course there's shootings of civilians, but usually they're either armed or something to that effect. I never heard of an unarmed woman getting whacked with a baby in a car. Never. So who did this? Which lunatic called for the shooting? Who did it? Which idiot sitting and watching television in a basement in Washington said, okay, you have the right to shoot? Who did it? What? Should be no oversight. There's no internal affairs in the Secret Service if they're the ones, in fact, who did it. Why is there no internal affair investigation that we, the people, can hear about? Why? When they were caught with hookers in Guatemala or wherever, Colombia, that suddenly was a story for the perverts in the press. That was their business, their sexual behavior. I could care less what they do in their off time. It doesn't bother me. They got to blow off steam in a brothel in Colombia? God bless them. Doesn't bother me in the least. They got fired for that but not for killing a woman? That's the country you're living in? They're obsessed with Victorian values on sexuality, but not on execution? It's a crazy nation. Anyway, have I covered this topic sufficient for the night? I don't think so. So we'll take a few more calls. One quickie right now. Donna on WMAL in the nation's capital. M-A-L. Mall. W Mall. Donna, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I have been feeling very distraught about this since yesterday, and it's not just because she was executed, but it's because clearly we have another person, a third person. We had a guy, by the way, who set himself on fire in D.C.
Yes, another one in the park today in Washington. I saw that one. That bug set himself on fire. But at least he did it to himself. She didn't kill herself.
Exactly, and it's so sad to me. Where is the compassion? These people have mental illness.
Thank you. That's why I'm going on and on about it. Why am I the only one? Where are all the mental health racketeers today? Where's the bleeding heart liberal mental health racketeer organizations that every day they say, you should take care? Where are they today? How come they didn't say a word? Where are they?
And they set them all out on the streets.
Where's the bipolar pressure society?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the bipolar lobbyists? The depression lobbyists, the manic depression lobbyists, whatever they call it today. Every day, another illness, another category.
Every day another category, bipolar. In my day, they were called nuts. That's all. Well, everything, oh, I'm bipolar. That's an excuse? The guy was a crazy person. They called a bipolar. Now, you're bipolar. Pardon me. So that's why you executed everyone in the schoolroom? Oh, pardon me. You get a pass on it because you're bipolar. What kind of society is this? Maybe the cops who killed her are bipolar. Maybe the idiot who sat downstairs in the Secret Service television room who said kill her, maybe he's bipolar. Or she is bipolar. Maybe he was picking his nose and watching pornography and didn't even know who was in the car when he said kill her. What do you think, they're all rational? What do you think, everyone's Dick Tracy down there? Who's down there? Who did this? Who's the underground mole who said knock her off? Anyway, these are the questions that are running in my mind. Very depressed today. Agitated, depressed. And it's not because I'm bipolar. I think it's because I have a conscience and a mind. How about you? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I wish there was the equivalent of a cop-off for talk show hosts. Like a talk show host bar, where we go and down shots and beers and get rowdy. But we don't do that. We don't know each other. We don't talk to each other. It's a vicious dog-eat-dog world. No one gets along with anybody. Everyone thinks there's a camaraderie, you know, but there isn't. I don't know who they are. They're in a gang, and I'm not. I'm the man on the outside. So forgive me if I've indulged my own sentiments this evening about this woman, but to me it was a bunch of revved-up, frightened cowards with machine guns who killed a poor woman. And whoever gave the order, frankly, committed a crime. As I said to you, if this occurred in Afghanistan, not only would the officer on the spot be immediately court-martialed and the Marines who pulled the trigger be court-martialed, but the commanding officer somewhere 5 miles away would have been thrown out of the Marine Corps and court-martialed as well, because Bush did that to several people. I raised a lot of money for them. They were so unfairly treated. And yet here it occurs right under our noses, and I'm the only one in the media who's saying, wait, let's pause for a minute. Something's wrong with this execution. Why did they kill her? I have callers. I can see their headline. Here's a cop from Texas says, we end pursuits by using the least force possible. Another cop says, we would have trailed her home. We wouldn't have killed her. We would have followed the car. We knew her. The license plate told him who she was and where the car was from. It didn't have machine gun turrets on it. There was no guns bristling out. They wouldn't even do this to a gangbanger's car in Washington. Did you know that? They probably would have run away from them. I rest
join
my case.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, you made it to Friday, TGIF, Friday, October 4th, 2013. Take a guess what I'm going to talk about. Obamacare? No. The shutdown? No. Obama? Maybe. No. I'm going to talk about the federales in America executing an unarmed mother with a one-year-old baby in the back of her car being called heroes. I remember when I was growing up, I was told that the Mexican federales were very dangerous police. And you know, if you go around America, you find that most of our local police departments and our state troopers are extremely disciplined, extremely well-trained, and well-controlled in terms of using their service revolvers. But I'm afraid to tell you that under Barack Obama, the federales have become trigger-happy. That's right. That's how I see it. How do you see it? Because that's what we're talking about today on the Savage Nation. Now let's go to michaelsavage.com and see what else made it to the website where borders, language, and culture prevail. Savage moving to drive time beginning in January. Check it out. 57 Democrats break ranks to pass bill. It will fund parts of the government. I don't know why that's such a big deal. I didn't hear cutting anything, did you? No. Jihadist groups' recruitment of Somali Americans threatens national security. No kidding. Oh, you mean Somalis in Milwaukee? How could that be possible? Parole for a man who killed politician for Dutch Muslims? Why not? Meanwhile, Governor Brown has granted driver's licenses to illegals, and he says that's only the beginning. Muslim population growth faster than global rate. Well, why not? Why not? Why shouldn't there be? Monuments remained open during previous shutdowns, but then we didn't have a despot in the White House. Waxman on the 10,000 pages of Obamacare reg says, is it important that I read it? Well, the real question is, can you read, Mr. Waxman, who I call Nostrilman, how Obamacare wrecks the work ethic? All these stories are on michaelsavage.com. The Grand Mufti of somewhere says, destroy all churches on the Arabian Peninsula. Not one word from Obama on that. But God forbid somebody should break a fingernail near a mosque. Oh, don't ask. Michael Savage tops in online listening. The Rise of Savage, Michael Savage's Radio Renaissance. Sign up for Savage Nation's free daily newsletter. By the way, you can get a free daily newsletter just by going to my website, clicking on it, and every 3 days a week you'll get a free newsletter. On MichaelSavage.com, Siberian tigers making a comeback in China. There could be as many as 40 now. But hush, hush, don't tell the Chinese bourgeoisie that. They're liable to turn them into rugs. What are some of the ugliest female fashion fads that men hate? Well, leopard prints, big earrings, and Ugg boots. We have more on MichaelSavage.com. So what do you think I, Michael Savage, will talk about today? What did I predict would happen today? And what did happen today? Those are some of the topics I want to talk about. I can't let this go. The woman was assassinated by the Federales. When I was young, I was told that the Mexican Federales could be bought for a certain amount of money. They'd kill anybody for money. I said, oh, well, thank God I don't live in Mexico. And, you know, you look around America, our local police are extremely controlled, well-trained, very, very reluctant to draw their weapons and shoot them. But it's not true for the Federales under Obama, is it? Do you consider this a heroic act on the part of the police? I got to tell you that her murder, her assassination yesterday, to me, signifies the end of the death of America. Not America died a little yesterday. America died totally yesterday. Because it was bad enough that she was assassinated by the Federales. But I want to know why the media, including conservatives, so-called, have said nothing about it today. Did Rush talk about it? Did Hannity talk about it? Did they take my approach? No, because Republicans and Democrats alike have drawn their wagons in a circle, and they have said, well, she was a threat. She deserved to be killed. How do you feel about her being assassinated in the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday with a baby in the car? She's a dental hygienist. She had no gun. What did she do wrong? According to the articles I am reading, she got lost in the maze. These were temporary barriers that had just been set up for a certain police training event that was going on at the very same time. In other words, the Federales, unannounced, put up new barriers. She got trapped in the barrier like in a maze. She freaked out. She tried to get away. And they killed her. Now, remember when they killed her dead. When her car was finally stopped, they opened up on her with all their guns, and they assassinated her. Nobody tried to pull her out of the car. She had not fired a shot. Who gave the order to kill her? Who gave the order to kill her? Was it the D.C. police? A mentally ill woman is executed on the streets of America outside of the White House, and nobody says anything? Instead, the people in the media who call themselves reporters keep repeating postpartum depression? But she had something worse in the car than a gun, a baby? I swear to God, one of the morons just said that. She didn't have any weapons, but she had something far worse in the car, a baby. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. How do you feel about your government today? I myself, I'm in a tailspin. Because you can't even find the proper perspective on the execution of that black lady in Washington yesterday, except on one website, my website, and then prisonplanet.com. And that's why I have no faith anymore in Breitbart's website. It was good when Andrew was alive. It's been taken over by a bunch of greedy hacks who continue to express the Republican Party line, promote themselves and their friends, and never, ever take a risk in any direction. Where do you find a story about the D.C. cops executing an unarmed black woman other than on prisonplanetmichaelsavage.com. I don't see it anywhere. It's a big story because it's not being covered. Do you remember what the media said? Oh, shots were fired. The first reportage by these idiots was about shots being fired. She wasn't shooting. And the cowards in the government went hiding under their closets. We're a nation of cowards and mental cases. Tony on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I have to disagree with you on this 100%. She did something that was illegal in a secure, sensitive area. She fled from the cops, and they...
So she deserved to be killed. You're right. That's how it's done in a fascist state. If you don't follow orders exactly, you deserve to get killed. That's very. So you must be an honest-to-God conservative, huh? A real card-carrying Reaganite.
No, I'm pretty much an independent, but I also...
Well, an independent fascist, I see. Is that a new division of the Liberal Party?
When the police tell you to stop, you stop.
Well, that's right, because they're God Almighty. And if you don't stop, you get executed, even if you're not armed. Is that the law of the land? Is that the country you want to live in? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The devil is loose. Obama has loosened the devil across the land. And now the federales are able to kill a woman, even if it's by accident, without even an investigation. But to add insult to injury to the fact that they killed not only an unarmed woman, an unarmed black woman, unarmed black woman with a baby, unarmed mentally unstable black woman with a baby, and not one word out of the mouths of the usual agitators, Sharpton, Jackson, Congressional Black Caucus, not one word. And if you search websites for any outrage, you'll find it maybe on Prison Planet and MichaelSavage.com. Nowhere else. Why? Why are they saying these cops are heroes? What kind of heroes are they? If I was a cop who killed that woman, I'd be ashamed today. I would be ashamed today. What kind of country are you living in? How could you feel good about this? How could they say the cops did a great job? She posed no threat to them. She was running from them. They scared her to death. She was panicked to have all those police cars following her. So she drove faster and faster around and around. So what did the cops do? They shot her. She had a baby in the car? Well, how come they didn't kill the baby? How is that possible? How is it possible? Police Chief Kathy Lanier should be dismissed today. She said the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. How did they work, Chief Lanier? How did they work? They worked by allowing your underlings to kill an unarmed woman? I would say America died yesterday. I know the media died a long time ago. But I see this story nowhere. This is a police state in the Capitol. It is a police state. It is a police state, pure and simple. It is no different than any other police state that exists anywhere else in the world, whether it be in the past or the present. The D.C. police are now running a police state where you have no rights, no rights whatsoever. And to show you how mean Obama is, not only did he close the World War II memorial, but that mean creature in the White House didn't care that the World War II veterans wanted to go to their memorial. He had it wired shut today. He had wire barricades put up around the World War II memorial. Now, that cost money, didn't it? So it's not about the money. It's about showing how powerful he is. It shows you how vindictive and vicious Obama is. How any World War II veteran could ever vote for him again or vote for a Democrat is beyond me. Let's take some calls. 855-407-282 is the phone number. We're talking about the execution of an unarmed, mentally unstable black woman with a child in her car yesterday in Washington, D.C., and how there's no coverage of it to speak of today other than on my show. I didn't listen to all the shows. Did anyone talk about it? I don't know. Maybe someone talked. Maybe I'm mistaken. Did Rush get worked up over it, or was it Ronald Reagan again? Was it when the great days of Ronald Reagan? Kate on WMAL, how do you feel today? You feel safer, or do you feel more terrorized by your government?
Oh, I feel more terrorized, absolutely. I am so grateful that you do what you do, Dr. Savage. I really am. I mean, for the first time in my life, I just turned 49 years old. I'm afraid of my government. I mean, I did not go to the Capitol and rally with the Tea Party. I was afraid that I was afraid I would be targeted by the IRS.
Well, you would be. The fascistic government under Obama has targeted anyone who criticizes him. That's right. You're living in the new Soviet Union. Welcome to the USS of A, the United Soviet States of America, which I've warned about for 10 years. Unfortunately, we're living in it.
Well, and the good thing is you're going to be on drive time to really educate people. But here's my fear, and you've talked about it before. You know, so Dr. Savage, you tell me. I don't even feel safe taking my daughter now downtown to the museum.
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer this. I do know that whoever gave the orders to shoot to kill should be arrested today. It's that simple. They killed an unarmed woman. Why is that justified? Because they're afraid of her? That's what our cops have come down to? They're afraid of a woman in a car who had no gun? She didn't even point a pack of cigarettes at them. She pointed nothing at them. She was trying to run away from them. They scared the hell out of her. I watched those tapes over and over and over yesterday until I drew the conclusion that she was in a panic. She got lost in the maze. They were chasing her. She didn't even know who they were. She had no idea who they were. And on top of it all, when they finally stopped the car, instead of pulling her out, they executed her. Why? Why did they execute her? And the bigger question is, the pregnant question is, where the hell is Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the Congressional Black Caucus, and where is the media? There's almost no outrage in the media about the execution of this woman. She didn't shoot them. She didn't threaten them. It's the Savage Nation, and it's a frightening day. And I say again, I've been depressed all day, and I couldn't understand why. I've been trying to put my finger on it. And sometimes it takes my show for me to articulate what I'm feeling. This is where I come to life more than any other place during the day. I live through my show and my audience. And I am telling you, I am terrified that America died yesterday. Not solely because the police executed a woman with impunity, but because there was no outrage, no calls for an investigation, no reportage on it to speak of from the proper perspective that I can tell. And so if we don't have any oversight, we are all potentially a target of a federale. WMAL, Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I was livid when I heard that the Congress had a standing ovation for this when absolutely nothing had come out, no investigation. How did she get from the White House to Capitol Hill? You can't even fly a plane around there without sending up the fighter jet. But there have been studies that show that when in a situation like that, when one policeman shoots, they all shoot.
That's right. Kathy Lanier's Keystone cops apparently panicked, and one of them fired, the rest of them fired in coordination and emptied their clips into this woman's car. And so she should be dismissed as police chief. It'll never happen, of course. She's a woman. She's a member in good standing of the image of the new police chief, if you get the drift. And so therefore, she'll be rewarded. You must listen to someone by the name of Steny Hoyer, a name I could never wrap my mind around. I don't quite get it. Steny Hoyer, a congressman, I don't know what he is. I think he's very powerful somewhere in America. Listen to what he said yesterday.
I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police.
Can you believe what you're listening to? You should throw up if you listen to this. You should puke. Listen to these idiots. Listen to these low-life, degenerate idiots applauding this man. Listen to the losers running this country. That is who is applauding the execution of that woman. The same people who are executing America are clapping at the execution of an unarmed, mentally ill mother of a one-year-old who happens to be a woman of color. Every day we hear about woman of color this, woman of color that, the downtrodden this. How come they're not saying that now? What, she's a terrorist? What did she do wrong? How do you feel about this? I have been depressed since that woman was assassinated by the Federales. And I'll tell you, it's not just that she was killed unnecessarily because of the punk cowards with machine guns. The kids in the high school gym class that everybody hated and ridiculed who now have machine guns and body armor. They assassinated a woman with a baby in the car. But what's worse to me is that I predicted the media would sweep it under the rug and move on today. And boy, was I right. And I've been in a tailspin ever since they killed her because I believe America died yesterday with that woman.
Savage.
Shot and killed a 34-year-old mother.
Heroically, Carrie may have been suffering from sort of postpartum depression.
She was suffering from postpartum depression.
She was claiming that President Obama had placed her home in Connecticut under electronic surveillance.
Brave men and women of the Capitol Police
require hospitalization.
There was a lot of panic here.
Police swarmed the scene. The first shots are fired.
It appears she wanted to gain access. She wanted to talk to President Obama.
No weapons, but something much more alarming. A one-year-old baby.
Heroically? Depression.
Those brave men and women of the Capitol Police who stopped this threat are not being paid.
Heroically?
They're not going to see their money until this government shutdown ends.
It is the Savage Nation. I believe that America died yesterday. I know many of you have said, well, America's in its death throes. Can it survive? A black woman, unarmed, gets assassinated by the Federales with a baby in the car. Everything I have told you about Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the victim industry, the Congressional Black Caucus, unfortunately is far worse than I even thought it was. Everything I told you about the absentee media is worse than I thought it was. Everything I warned you about the fascistic inclinations of Obama are worse than I think it is. There's not a word about her assassination in the media. You can't find the story. Police officers are my heroes, by and large. They are the wolfhounds that protect us from the wolves. I have police in my family, and I respect them, and I worry about them every day. Okay? They are authorized to use deadly force when they or another person is in imminent danger of being hurt or killed by the direct action of another. Let's stop right there. So you say, well, okay, the woman was using a car in a deadly manner. She had hit an officer. She was in causing imminent danger, being others to be hurt. So they would give the order to kill. Well, that's the whole point. Why they kill her? Why didn't they just shoot her tires out? Why did they have to go from 0 to 1,000? Why did the chick behind the scenes give this order to kill? Why didn't the chick running the show, who probably has no combat experience, let alone any street experience, say, shoot her tires out, take her down, don't hurt her? Why did the nervous little chick who gave this order tell him to kill this girl? They killed her. Unarmed, baby in the car? Sorry, not right, wrong. Just because you have the authority to use deadly force doesn't mean that you use deadly force. What you use is the force necessary to stop the individual who is threatening you. She had no gun. Her car was the weapon. So what you do is you stop the car. You don't kill the woman. That's how I see it. How do you see it? 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation, the most cynical radio show in talk radio history. Ron on WABC in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Michael, you know, one thing, if nothing else, if at no other level, it wasn't very wise and practical for them to do that because as even the NYPD trains you, and I'm a retired member of that force, you cannot shoot at a moving car unless deadly force, such as somebody in a car, is firing at you with a gun, because if the car goes out of control, you could have a collateral incident where it could wind up careening and going onto a side.
Right, and I've seen, in fact, high-speed police chases, per se, are generally not pursued these days because of the danger to innocent civilians. Who gave the order to kill this woman?
However, Michael, is something you should be aware of, that having been said, there is a set of laws that came in post 9/11, the part of the Patriot Act. Certain is designated what they call the national security zones. Case in point, the areas around the White House, the Capitol, the conference they're having at the UN, for instance. In those frozen zones, the rules that apply are not predicated upon the constitutional standard that we are all customarily.
No, of course not. Around Obama, there's no constitutional standards. Anything around Obama, there is no constitution. I agree with you on that.
It's probably accelerated under him, but it actually goes back a little further than him. And in those rules, according to those rules, basically what applies is not constitutional standards, but a militaristic or military standard.
Yes, I understand that. So let's go back to that standard. Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why did the individual who gave the order to shoot to kill this person not say take the car out instead of kill a person? That's all. This is the most skeptical show in talk radio. It's one man's opinion. I'll take your calls. I realize that. I had like a satori about myself. I was saying this is the last word in talk radio, and I was saying, I've got to change that. I was thinking, because come January, it's not going to be the last word. Across America, with the exception of WABC, I'm going to be following Rush Limbaugh. So it's not the last word, so I can't say it's the first word either. He has the first word, really. And morning shows actually have the first word. Okay, so what am I going to say, the second word, the third word in talk radio? That's bad. So then I realized, no, that's not even what it's about. I said, you're the most skeptical word in talk radio. And that really resonates with the American people. They're all skeptical. Even if they're left, right, center, independent, dog lover, dog hater, elephant lover, whatever. Everyone in America is skeptical of government and of the media. They trust nobody. They don't believe a word anyone says. That's why you're popular, Mike, I said to myself. So I thought, here on the Savage Nation. So I've just introduced the new self, which is really the old self. And I'm not talking about Elf. WABC, George, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I was very curious. Do you remember the first life experience where your skepticism or cynicism boomed out? I remember mine. I was 30.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's a setup question, and you're putting me on the spot. The first moment I realized I was a skeptic?
Yes.
Well, because see, when I saw my father in a bathing suit, I don't know when it started. And I realized he wasn't God. I don't know when this started. I think it's when my first grade teacher had a wardrobe malfunction in the front of the classroom in PS 48.
Okay.
I'm running through my mental pictures now, like I'm flipping through the card gallery. I don't know when I became cynical. I don't know whether it was the years I started smoking pot as a teenager that turned me into a cynic. I think it was much before that. Marijuana produces a lot of cynicism and skepticism in people. It's a very dangerous drug because it produces distorted skepticism. I think there's a healthy skepticism based upon reality, and then there's a drug-induced skepticism which makes you suspicious but doesn't give you the discernment you need to understand what your suspicion is based upon.
Yeah, that borders on paranoia, I guess.
That's right, but that's what marijuana does. It induces paranoia in people. It took me years to outgrow that. That's why marijuana is perhaps the most dangerous of all drugs, because people think that it's natural, therefore it's good for you. Well, strychnine is also natural. It'll kill you just as fast as any other natural toxin. Anyway, when did you first become a cynic, George?
I was 13 when the FBI came to my parents' home looking for me.
What had you done?
I was doing a term paper, and I mailed out letters for material to two people, Abdul Nasser and George Lincoln.
Whoa. You mailed out letters with material, did you say?
Requesting material.
Oh, what kind of material?
Well, I wanted to know more about the Egyptian government under Abdul Nasser, and I wanted to know more about the American Nazi Party, about George Lincoln Rockwell.
What, and because of that, the FBI visited you?
Yeah, they...
Even, you're talking about the 1950s?
62, 63.
You weren't allowed to ask a question about Abdul Nasser?
Well, I guess they wanted to know why I was receiving the literature.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'm not lying.
Oh, my God. So then you became cynical as a result of that?
Yes.
And you've had a normal life ever since then? No bombs planted anywhere or anything like that?
No, not
a pipe bomb here and there? No, you were able to avoid all of your tendencies?
Yeah, absolutely. But
all right, look, as long as we can laugh about our madness, we're okay. I'm sorry. was a kid, the New York Daily News or the Post published a story. It must be in the early, late 50s, and it said that a certain high percentage of New Yorkers were neurotic, like 92% or something like 75% of New Yorkers are neurotic. It was like in the age of the early age of pop psychology. So my father came home laughing, and I said, "What are you laughing at, Dad?" He said, "The psychiatrist in New York is saying that 82% of New Yorkers are neurotic." He said, "I think the figure's too low. It's more like 99%. So you say, where did I get my cynicism from? He was a cynic. He was an immigrant to America, and he knew that the streets were not paved with gold the day he got here. He had to work and work and work. No one gave him anything, but he didn't pick up a bomb and kill anyone. He worked, that's all. He wasn't like the immigrants today who suddenly they come from Somalia. And did you hear the excuse last week with the Somali terrorism? Oh, they came to America and they found that it's not what they thought it was. What do you mean? The welfare wasn't good enough? What did they expect to run General Electric the day they got here? They didn't want to work in the chicken plucking factory in Wisconsin where they were brought to work in the factories? No, so they went back to Somalia to become terrorists. No, my father didn't become a terrorist. He didn't go back to any nation. He just worked. So he figured his son would do better than he did. Little did I know that I'd hit the social engineering of liberalism, and they would say white males need not apply, but hey, they were doing me a favor. Do you realize that if I had been given a tenured professorship, let's say 1978 I got my PhD. Now, I had master's degrees before then, way before then. But let's say I got my PhD in 78. I would have been retired by 98. As a professor, that's if I hadn't been fired just for opening my mouth, I'd be out of the professorial ranks already. 98? You're kidding me. That far? Like 6 years ago? So, in other words, they did me a favor. They made me harden myself. I had to become harder in order to survive, and I had to dig deeper into myself. That's all. So here I'd be. Life goes on. You adjust. I remember one thing when I was reading about prehistoric animals, adapt or die. I learned it in high school from the ex-IRA teacher in geometry, the one with the two fingers that I talked about, geometry teacher with two fingers. There were rumors it had blown off in an IRA. No one knew. That's what they said. They were afraid of him. Big Irish guy, strong as like a tree. And they said, they whispered about him. He lost his fingers in a bomb. How did they know that in Jamaica High School? They made it. That's like a rumor. Mr. W's fingers were blown off by a bomb incident for the IRA. Who knows if it was true, but everyone was afraid of him. He was a great geometry teacher because you did your homework or you got humiliated in front of the classroom. Imagine what would happen to him today. After a test came back, I sat there shaking because Mr. W would call you up in front of the classroom in order of your test score, the smartest ones first. So he's like, "Rebecca Shapiro, come forward. You got 100. Everyone like looked at her. Oh, my God. And, the longer it went on, you knew you were going to be in the – so – it was like, "George Schopenopoulos, come up, you got a 99. Everyone would smile at him. "All right, George, you did well." And he'd pat them on the back. Then you get down to the kids with the B's, and you're still not called. And I was sitting back. I was never good in geometry. All right, Michael Savage, 69. I had trouble with math. I was never good with mathematics. I was not like my favorite subject. I was a dreamer. I was more interested in the glint in the animal's eye than the animal's eye. I was more interested in the glint in the animal's eye than the anatomy of the eye. So I didn't become an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. Instead, I became a talk radio host that was really a poet at heart. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
WABC Dwight, you're up on the Savage Nation.
I'm very upset about it, Dr. Savage, and I'm that black person you wanted to call in to talk about these civil activists, this Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. This is Dwight in Staten Island, raised in the Midwest. I've never liked those cats. I've never even liked Farrakhan. Never, never. But the big thing about it, all I know is the real black activists who was down for structure, unity, business, education, they're dead. So that's how they go out. But
is there no talk? I mean, you must have people in your own circle. Are they appalled at the execution of this woman?
Well, I'm sure, but, I don't keep a circle. I don't keep a circle. I'm in Staten Island. But the thing is...
So you're like a loner like me, in other words. It's you keep your own counsel, and you look at things from your own vantage point. You read and you listen, you draw your own conclusions, and you've withdrawn from people. That's how I basically run my life, to be honest with you.
Exactly. But what if that would have happened on Bush 2's term? Can you imagine how...
Oh, my God. What, the same jackals who are applauding the police today would be screaming about a police state, I guess. At least you can still laugh. I'm not worried about you anymore.
But, you know, I could imagine what they would have said about Bush, like, oh, he's going to war. They're shooting black women on the Capitol lawn. You know what I mean? But
yes, yes, yes. It would have been in the Washington Post. Innocent, poor black woman killed by Bush's goons.
Shame on Obama. That's a black woman, and he's not even trying to go for a full investigation.
That's it. That's it. So let's pull back. And I know I'm right. If a police officer uses a weapon while on duty in any of our local police departments,
Yes. They
automatically are taken off duty. They're paid till an investigation is complete. I want to know why Kathy Lanier is not being investigated. Did she give the order to kill? Who gave the order to shoot to kill? Which one of the women hiding in the back room on a television set said, okay, open up and kill her? Who did it? Who made that order? Because whoever did it is responsible for this woman's death. That's how one man, that's how I see it. That's one man's opinion.
I know, and I feel you, and I even shed a tear for that black lady, because shame on Obama, like I said.
I was dizzy today from it. I couldn't understand why I wasn't feeling good. It was like, what the heck, what country am I living in? They can get away with killing even a black woman with a baby who didn't have a gun, and there's no outcry in America, no questions asked by the Washington Press Corps, not one voice in the Republican Party, not a conservative website saying what's on going on here. That means they could kill any one of us under the pretext that we were threatening them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not even the fact that it's about a black president and a black woman, because this could be anybody, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's not about a black president. It's not about a black woman. What it is, it's about a police state that is operating with impunity surrounding the Washington, D.C. area. The police have 100% authority to kill people, and there's no investigation? Crazy. Crazy times. Just crazy times, that's all. So maybe the people who listen to my show on a Friday night are loners like me. I don't really know. I doubt that highly social people are listening to talk radio at this hour on a Friday night. Perhaps some do during the week. By and large, on the West Coast, on the East Coast, anyone listening to the radio right now is basically a loner, kind of a malcontent in some way. I must be a malcontent. But maybe I'm correct in being a malcontent. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not one of these stooges who's going to sit here and tell you that I'm here to win your favor. Yeah, I want you to like the show. But what's the point of doing the show if I'm not doing anything of any value? What's the point of it? Why? What's the point of doing radio? I mean, what am I doing it for? I ask myself this every day. With all the stumbling blocks that have been put in my way, you have no idea the impediments. You have no idea of the disasters, the career disasters I've had. That I picked myself up like a phoenix, destroyed, finished. There was nothing left. And it wasn't purely on my own willpower and my own drive that got me back up. There's something else. There's another hand. There's an invisible hand pushing me. And I say to myself, okay, you asked for it. Now you got it. Now you better come up to the bar. And just don't use it to tell jokes. You can tell jokes all you want, but never forget why God's kept you alive this long and given you the powers that you have of speech. And hasn't taken it from you. Because remember, God can call you home anytime he wants. You don't lay in bed and think about that sometimes? I do. I think about it all the time. In fact, every night it's my form of prayer. I would say that my neurotic fear of dying is my way. It's like a reversal of praying. It's a strange thing, but I think a lot of fear of dying and a fear of illness is a way of praying for people who are not that religious. It's an interesting statement. It's like you say, okay, I don't want to die. Because God says, okay, I heard you. That's a prayer. It's your way of praying. You know what I'm saying? So what is it all about? Why am I here? God wants something out of me. He doesn't want me to save the world. I'm not Moses. I'm not going to part the Red Sea. I am not Abraham. I'm not going to create a new religion. I'm not leading a people. I am one voice in the wilderness. It's that simple. And I see evil in the land. I see the devil unleashed in the land. And I see ordinarily decent men with guns in the D.C. police corps who don't even understand what they have become. Who shot the guns? Were they the D.C. police? Were they the Secret Service? Were they FBI? Were they ATF? Who killed that woman? That's what an investigation should discover. Because unless we know who did the shooting, we have no idea whether we'll be next for some infraction. What if you jaywalk in the wrong place and you're on, let's say you're on medication, and you're jaywalking in Washington, and you don't know where you are, and some goon says to you, stop, and you start to run towards him to embrace him with a smile, and he executes you with an M4 machine gun. Then what? That's justified because you were a threat to the president? What country are you living in? The baby's dead also. The baby's life is over. Sure, the baby's alive physically. That baby's dead. Are you telling me a baby whose mother was executed with gunfire is ever going to be sane again? They killed two people yesterday. Who did it?
Savage.